to a solitary place. What this is referring to is the execution of John the Baptist. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion. Compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the village and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down in the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to Christ. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. There's a time-honored story about a pastor that was newly appointed to a charge to a church. And so after just a few months, the wife thought it would be a good idea to invite all of the administrative council and their spouses over for dinner so that they might bond and discuss things. And it sounded like a great idea, so they did that. Now, it involved a great deal of work because of the number of people. But they all arrived on the appropriate evening, and the wife was glad she had everything prepared. And she had a young daughter, or they had a young daughter, and the wife turned to the daughter and says, "Would you ask the blessing for us tonight?" And the little girl says, "I don't know what to say." And her mother said, "Well, honey, just say what I say." So everyone bowed their heads, and the little girl prayed, "Dear Lord, why did I have to invite all these people over for dinner? Amen." That could possibly be how Jesus felt when he looked out on those 5,000 plus people that came to hear him teach. You know, we call this story the feeding of the 5,000, but that's not exactly true. Matthew tells us it was 5,000 men plus the women and the children. If each man had a wife, in those days they probably would, and just 1 or 2 children, the number would swell to 10,000 or more. Dear Lord, why am I having all these people over for dinner? This is one of the best-known stories of Jesus. All 4 gospel writers included in their narrative of Jesus' ministry. The story comes at an interesting time. Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, has just been slain by King Herod. And when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place, probably to pray and reflect on what had happened. Perhaps even to spend a little time in grieving, because Jesus understood grief. He wanted some time apart, but the crowd wouldn't leave him alone. They followed him on foot, And when Jesus saw this mob of people following after him, he had compassion on them. He healed their sick. His primary task in his ministry was to train the disciples and to proclaim the kingdom of God. But he had enormous compassion for people's needs. So when people came to him for healing and for guidance, he couldn't help but respond. But as he did this, evening approached, and the disciples came to him, saying, "This is a remote place. It's getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby villages and buy themselves some food." "That is not necessary," Jesus replied. "We can supply them with food." The disciples probably thought, "That's crazy. All we have are 5 loaves of bread and 2 tiny fish. That's not even enough for us. Send them away, Master, before we have a real problem on our hands." But 5 loaves and 2 fish are plenty in Jesus' hands. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, and he broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. An amazing thing happened. There was plenty to go around, and when they had finished distributing the food, 12 baskets full of food were left over. It's a great story. And it's important for our time. First of all, this is a reminder of Christ's compassion. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, Matthew tells us, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. One of the most impressive things about Jesus was his compassion. Jesus came with one purpose and desire: to seek and to save the lost, to heal those that were hurting. At the beginning of his ministry, he announced his mission. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner, recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free." You remember on that final visit to Jerusalem, when he gazed out over Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, he wept. He knew the heartaches, the headaches, the hungers that go with being human. The Son of God experienced what it is to be human. Not just to know humans for what they are, he experienced what it is to be human. He entered our world and experienced what we experience. He has compassion because he has been where we have been: doubted, denied, betrayed, broken in body. When we hurt, he understands. Bring the masses from the ends of the earth. The compassion of Christ is their hope. John Wesley knew that when he began preaching in the open, often to thousands, to people that were lower class and were barred from entering the doors of the established church. Jesus cares about your needs and my needs. Jesus had compassion for the crowd. And he still gazes upon us with that same compassion today. What does that say to us today about our role as a church? Our role as the body of Christ. The measure of our success as followers of Jesus, regardless of what some people will say, is not how full the pews are. It is not how high the steeple or how large the sanctuary. The measure of our success will be how willing we are to minister to the least and the lowest in our community and in the world, which we do through a connectional church. This is the first lesson we as a church learn from the amazing story of the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus had compassion for the crowd. And here's the second. It's never a question of resources. It's a question of commitment. When Jesus instructed the disciples to feed the crowd 1,000, they only had 5 loaves and 2 tiny fish. And yet, in the hands of Christ, that was enough. There have been many theories offered over the years about how Christ was able to feed all those thousands of people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. You may remember, since it's run time and time again, one of the most common explanations is found in the best-selling book of the 1940s. It's written by Lloyd Douglas. It was called The Robe. In the 1950s, it was made into a popular movie starring Richard Burton as a Roman tribune named Marcellus Gallio. And that's what you might remember. It still runs from time to time. Marcellus is a fictional character. And he was among the soldiers who cast lots for Jesus' robe at the foot of the cross. His troubled mind was often soothed by simply touching Jesus' robe. Later, Marcellus finds favor with the emperor Tiberius. He's commissioned to investigate on behalf of the emperor the new emerging religion called Christianity. And this brings him into contact with many people who knew Jesus during his life and ministry. And one of these people he came into contact was present at the feeding of the 5,000. And in this disciple's telling of what happened that day, it wasn't that there wasn't enough food. There was plenty of food. Most of the people who had followed Jesus that day had thought to make provision for their pilgrimage. However, they kept that private bounty of fish and bread hidden. And it's not until a young boy stepped forward with his 2 fish and 5 small loaves that people started offering to others what they had brought as well. Everybody began to break out their food, and like any good church fellowship, after it was over and the multitude was fed, there were 12 baskets left over. That is fictional, and it's written in this book, The Robe. But it's the same explanation of the miracle advanced by the renowned Bible scholar William Barclay. Barclay says, the miracle was not the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. It was the transformation of selfish people into generous people at the touch of Christ. It was a miracle of the birth of love in grudging hearts. It was the miracle of changed men and women with something of Christ in them to banish the selfishness in their hearts. Of course, we don't really know how Jesus fed the multitude. Maybe it was a miracle of dividing what the young boy had in some miraculous way. Maybe it was as these people have described, it doesn't really matter. The miracle is that he did it. And he did it beginning with only 5 small loaves and 2 tiny fish. So it wasn't a question of the resource. It was a question of resolve. If we as people were sincere in seeking to meet our community's needs, resources ultimately would not be a problem. Commitment is always the determining factor in God's work. God will provide. And that brings us to the final thing we need to see about this particular text. God provided what was needed and more. I find fascinating the statement, they all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. This is a statement of God's abundance. All of us are disturbed when we turn on the TV, occasionally look at a picture in a magazine or newspaper, and we see images of children that are malnourished coming from all over the world. I hope you know that's totally unnecessary. In his book, Outlive Your Life, You Were Made to Make a Difference, best-selling author Max Lucado shares with us some enlightening truths about the plight of needy people in the world. He writes and supports with accurate statistics, and you may read the book if you'd like, but this is his statement. There's enough food on the planet to offer every person 2,500 calories of subsistence a day. We have enough food to feed the hungry. If that is true, shouldn't we be making a greater difference in the world? Could God be speaking to us today, to me and to you? Could God be calling us to a ministry, to the hungry, to the homeless, to the orphan, the lonely, the hurting? Is there someone in our community, perhaps even your extended family or your church, that needs your compassion? Looking out over the great multitude, the disciples prayed, "Dear Lord, why did we have all these people over for dinner?" But Jesus looked over the crowd with compassion. Christ calls his church to a ministry of compassion today, meeting the world's needs in his name. It's not a question of resources. God will provide the resources. Truthfully, God has already provided the resources. Ultimately, it's a question of how committed we are to Jesus Christ. All it takes is someone to step forward with that willingness to share their fish and loaves, no matter how tiny or inadequate they may seem. When we act to meet the world's need, God will provide the resources. In the name of the compassionate Christ, amen.